Listener Production.
Good afternoon, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. Lawyers for the Indian government believe there's enough evidence to extradite the man accused of killing Tway accordingly. Police suspect that Rajwinder Singh murdered the Cairns woman in 2018 and fled to India the next day. He'll remain in custody until his next appearance at an Indian court in a fortnight. Meantime, new Justice for Toya bumper stickers are now available at the following locations: Murano's Billabong Service Station, Brumby's Bakery, and Dave's New Extra News Agency, all at Clifton Beach. Queensland's building approvals dropped 22.1% in October compared to the same time last year. That's the most dramatic decrease in the country. HIA economist Tom Devitt says the latest figures were quite surprising.
We think it might be something of an anomaly, because the underlying dynamic for Queensland is that all the way up until August, sales of new homes were really, really elevated.
He adds the figures are yet to reflect the adverse impact of rate rises that began in May this year. Showers, thunderstorms and heavy rainfall will continue for much of Queensland today. In Cairns, we're expecting between 10 to 25 mils of rain, while 5 to 20 is expected for the Tablelands. The Weather Bureau's senior meteorologist, Miriam Bradbury, says showers should ease for the central parts of the state today and in the far north from Monday.
Going into Friday, we're going to see the trough really moving away from the mainland, and we're going to see a new risk being introduced, that of strong winds wrapping around this low pressure system sitting on the trough line. This is mainly going to impact the northeast New South Wales and southeast Queensland coasts.
And Cairns Regional Council has announced that tonight's Christmas tree light-up event will not be going ahead due to wet weather. The Christmas tree lights will still be switched on as planned at 7 p.m. and will be switched on every night throughout December. Listen to every match of the FIFA World Cup live and in your language. Search FIFA World Cup in the Listener app today.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.